How your parents may have shaped the way you act at work. Your parents have affected many things about your development, potentially including how you relate to colleagues in office. Myriad factors affect how you relate to colleagues. There are the personalities in the office, the kind of boss you have, and the company culture more broadly. However, if you find yourself constantly falling into the same unhelpful patterns, perhaps you struggle to accept negative feedback, avoid asking others for help, or you fear failing, there could be another less obvious source to your problems. The nature of your parents' relationship, and especially whether they solve problems amicably and constructively or resorted to conflict, could have shaped your way of relating to others. In the psychological jargon, if the parents were forever bickering or worse, they might have shaped your attachment style. This could cast a cloud over your ability to form healthy relationships at work. Attachment theory, first proposed by the British psychologist John Bowlby in the middle of the last century, proposes that our formative relationships, especially with our parents, shape how we relate to others through life, known as our attachment style. In basic terms, people have either a secure attachment, meaning they are confident in their worth and trust others, anxious attachment, in which they have low self-worth and fear of rejection and neglect by others, constantly seeking reassurance, or avoidant attachment, which means they too have low self-worth and low trust of others, but cope by avoiding getting too close to others in the first place. There are many contributing factors to the kind of attachment style we develop, including the responsiveness of our parents as well as our own personality, which is itself reflects a mix of environmental and genetic factors. Also relevant, however, is our parents' relationship with each other. For children, parents provide a model for how disagreements should be resolved in close relationships. Indeed, whether they can be resolved at all, and research suggests this has consequences for children's later attachment style. These kinds of studies do typically suffer from genetic confound. That is, any associations between children's behavior and parents' behavior could be explained, at least in part by their having shared genes. The limitations notwithstanding, consider one study involving 157 couples, which found those individuals whose parents had divorced when they were children were more likely to have an insecure attachment style as adults. Or take a study by a psychologist at Purdue University Calmet in the U.S. state of Indiana, in which 150 undergrads recalled the amount of conflict in their parents' relationship and then rated their attachment style. Students who recall more conflict tended to have more anxious and avoidant attachment style. For many years, attachment theory has mostly been used to examine how people's attachment style has formed in their childhood, influenced their behavior in their adult romantic relationship. Not surprisingly, the two insecure attachment styles are associated with poorer quality adult romantic relationships. Increasingly, however, work psychologists are turning to attachment theory to help explain employee behavior in the office, with the number of papers taking this approach spiraling in recent years. Personal style. There are various ways your attachment style could affect your work behavior. For instance, if you're anxiously attached, you might be extra fearful of facing rejection for turning a poor performance. On the plus side, you might also be more alert to threats, perhaps making an ideal whistleblower. If you have an avoidant attachment style, you are more likely to mistrust your manager and colleagues. These deep-rooted psychological processes also affect bosses. For example, those with a secure attachment style are more inclined to delegate. Such findings are borne out in personal stories. Sabrina Elias, 32, a mental health nurse and an organizational psychologist, recalls verbal and physical violence between her parents and later between her mother and stepfather. Growing up, there were no male or female adult in my household I could trust, and I felt like I had to protect myself even as a young woman, she says. Sabrina believes this caused problems early in her career, especially rebuilding trust with male colleagues who let her down. Karen Carr, a 34-year-old management consultant, believes her parents' relationship affect her both positively and negatively. They avoided conflict with each other and presented a uniform front, something Kara has emulated in her teamwork, but at the same time, they shut out others with alternative perspectives. This impacted my approach to working with teams because I did not invite open discussion either, she says. Your attachment style is not destiny, though. Recent research has shown attachment style evolves to some extent through life in response to concurrent circumstances. If you are fortunate to have a dependable, loving partner, this is likely to increase your confidence and trust in others, manifesting in a secure attachment style. This is a process that's been called the dependency paradox. That is, having someone to depend on increases your autonomy. Also, being more conscious of your relationship tendencies, born of your childhood experiences, can enable you to take steps to ameliorate them or turn them to your advantage. Carr says the unhelpful avoidance of conflict and close-mindedness, which she believes she picked up from her parents, is something that she started addressing 10 years ago when a colleague first pointed out. I now invite discussion and try to be open-minded as possible, she says. Alice, too, has managed to adopt in positive ways. Throughout my career, I've avoided conflict and consciously learned new ways to resolve issues and address concerns professionally by remaining solution-focused, she says. This has been very productive and helped me to be successful as a leader in teams and as colleagues to other professionals. Your ways of relating to others at work might have deep roots, but if psychology has taught us one thing, is that learning is possible through life. That applies to your attachment style and personality as much as to acquiring a new language or taking up a new sport. Speaking as a psychologist, being more aware of these inner personal processes that their roots means there's no reason why you can't adapt and become a more effective colleague or manager.